Sweet Dreams by Homer SOC underscore, read by Phoebe Bad. You can't move. You can't even breathe, really. Your lungs just don't seem to work. All you know is that you just woke up to a feeling of unimaginable dread. And you're paralyzed. This has happened before, and it's gonna happen again. Your night terrors, your sleep paralysis, as they call it, all the sleep studies they did on you and the medicines they gave you. I know it's easy to convince yourself, to let them convince you that this is all in your head, but it's not. Because right now, you know this is real. More real than when you're awake, even. More real now that you can hear my voice in your head, dripping with evil and sex. Your eyes can still move. You can see the flickering light in the hallway. See how the light source is interrupted now? That's me. The thudding footsteps echoing through this old house and through your head. Impossibly loud. How am I not crushing through the floor, you wonder? And the shadows I cast in the hallway, do you really want to see what I truly am? The answer is no, darling. And I'm not willing to show you. Not yet. Because that would finish the job of driving you insane, and that's not what I want. Not tonight. So I'll make myself pretty for you as I get closer. Oh, just ignore that cracking of bones and ripping of skin. That's just me getting ready for you. Trust me, you'll prefer me this way. Oops. I stepped into view a little too soon, didn't I? But that was just a glimpse of the things moving into their right places. Now that the flesh is sealed up, I'm actually not all that bad to look at, am I? The skin is a little pale, like ashes from a fire, but I can almost pass for a human woman, couldn't I? Except for the eyes, of course. Don't look too far into my eyes, or you're as good as gone. You'll fall in and never climb out. Don't worry about the teeth either. I have other appetites to satisfy this evening, as they've been satisfied by you in the past. Maybe one day I'll allow that one to be satisfied as well, but that would be killing the goose that laid the golden egg, now wouldn't it? Under other circumstances, you would kill for a woman with a body like this, wouldn't you? If you couldn't feel the pure evil radiating off of me, and if you weren't wrecked with mortal terror right now, you're starting to remember all the other times, the nightmares that can only be remembered within other nightmares. Except those are very, very real. I'm out of your view now, at the foot of the bed. What am I doing here? You know what's going to come next. Me slowly crawling onto your bed and over your body. Me brushing against you, cold as ice. But don't fear for me, lover. You know I always steal your heat to warm myself. See? I'm already so much warmer now. Well, you're all cold and clammy and drenched in sweat. Aww, those tears running out of the corners of your eyes. That's why you so often wake up with your eyes crusted over, by the way. Now, hold still, my pretty. Well, that's right, you can't move at all. I guess I'll just have to do all of the work myself. Oh, so hard and so full of life, of energy. Even after all my previous visits, so few men can be harvested as often as you. Although one of these days I will break you, physically, mentally. Oh, I'll claim your soul. You might still be alive, but you won't be you anymore. You've seen people like that around, right? And you know it. Oh, my pussy is getting so warm now, stealing energy from your body. Not just heat, but pure life force. You'll be tired all day and sick and won't know why. But it's okay. It'll go away, only to return, as will I. Oh, but before I return, I have to go, and before I go, I have to come. You have to come. That's the best way to get what I need from you. Well, one of the things I need. We're not wasteful. We use so much of our cattle, just like your Native Americans. And I can do such wonderful things with your sperm when I bring it home. We have so many children, you and I. Although you wouldn't see any resemblance. And they're going to get so many more brothers and sisters soon. Oh, don't hold back, lover. Not that you could, but if you tried, I'd just take your balls home with me instead. Just give it to me. Give me your seed, and I'll try not to take too much of your life with it. But accidents do happen, unfortunately, and wouldn't it be so inconvenient if I lost control when I came and started to change back? I guess we'll just have to see what happens. Oh, that's it. Oh, just like that. Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want. So so close now. Yes. Oh, give it to me, lover. Give me your seat. Disappoint, do you? So much cum, so much life, so much glorious terror. Oh, but you survived again. Isn't that sweet? I've grown quite fond of you, my little pet. You're so dependable. And I'm glad you survived, at least this time. Oh, but now it's time for me to go, to take these gifts you gave me, along with your memories, because we can't have you remembering too much, at least remembering that this is more than a nightmare. Don't worry, lover. I'll always be there in the back of your mind, and when I come back again, the memories will all come back as well. Pleasant dreams, my love.